You found it all right, then?
Asked D.I. Ben Ford, handing Logan half a cup of tea. Technically, it was a full cup, but there wasn't a lot of cup to fill. Logan wasted a couple of seconds trying to fit a finger through the handle, then gave up and wrapped his hand around the cup instead.
Eventually,
he said, taking a sip. He'd given up milk a few weeks back, and the tea tasted thin and disappointing.
The sign at the roundabout said Superstore.
Oh, aye. That's the sign for the new Tesco.
He was older than Logan, although Logan had never figured out by how much. He'd been no a kick in the arse off retirement for at least a decade now, but showed no signs of making the leap. For the most part, D.I. Ford was genial and soft-spoken. Gentle Ben, they called him, although Logan had once had the pleasure of seeing him take down a wee Ned who'd been waggling a broken bottle around, and there had been hee-hawed gentle about it. He was a good few inches shorter than Logan, and lacked the girth that helped make the DCI so imposing. Still, he was a vicious wee bastard when he had to be, and while the arm of this particular lawman might not be all that long, you were in trouble if it got a hold of you. Logan took another sip of tea.
New Tesco? Is that what they're building across the road?
Hmm? Oh no, that's the hospital.
So?
Logan glanced out through the window at the waste ground beyond.
Where's the Tesco?
It's not happening.
It's what?
They're not building it. They changed their mind. They're building a hospital instead.
Logan blinked.
Who is? Tesco?
D.I. Ford gave a little chuckle.
No, Tesco sold the land.
But?
But they'd already put up the Superstore sign. So they just left it.
Logan's eyebrows raised, then lowered. Ford beamed a big, broad grin, then patted the DCI on the shoulder.
Welcome to the Highlands, Jack.
Then he jabbed a thumb in the direction of the incident room.
Shall we?